الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله العظيم. We have discussed how we should keep our basic rozas, and in order to keep a perfect and a proper roza, what are the 7 other things also that we should do? 6 things are in there which go with the roza, and one complementary, that after roza no pride must come into us. We must not think ourselves better than other people. In fact, we must not even think ourselves as good. That also is haram, to think that I am good, I am right now. And that is also a very common disease which we get involved in, that a person after Ramzan and Roza, that is a big thing, after Hajj, after any ibadah. But even just a person dresses well and he looks good to himself, he falls immediately from the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. That is just on dressing. Then what about if we sit in our car and I think I'm somebody important now, and how we treat other people? A house which Allah has given us, now we think we got value because of that, and we think we are superior than other people. Then what? Then when deen will come, and if we think we are superior than others because of that, we drop completely in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So it is really a long and difficult task which a person, if he keeps on making effort, inshallah he will reach his destination. One very important thing as far as the islah of a person is the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The common rule is that when we are our share, then at that time we should pay more attention and be more with the share. In the absence of the share, then we should be very particular about our dhikr. In order to keep us going, it is like when the share is there, he is our heater. And when he's not there, the dhikr is our heater. It will keep us going. But also very sadly, yeah, while we in the khanqa, how many of us, when dhikr is taking place, we are sleeping in our tents, we don't take part. So where can it be hoped when we go away from here, we make our dhikr? And making dhikr for 2 days and think that I'm paband, that is not pabandi. Regularly, when I returned from India, and I wrote to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maha Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that due to occupation now, I cannot manage my zikr every day. So Hazrat wrote back, what a reply. He said, that excuse of yours will be valid, that you're not getting time for zikr, you are occupied now. When you write to me and you tell me that you are not finding time to eat, that you are so busy you are not finding time to eat, then that excuse of yours will be valid. Zikr is more important than food also. As we realize, if we don't eat, we become weak. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Zikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa. That when a person does not do his zikr, then he is starving his soul. And the soul is the life in one's body. If there is no soul, there is no life. So we are feeding the horse, but we not eating ourselves. We are filling petrol in the car, and we not eating. We hungry. How are you going to drive your car? How are you going to control your car if you are hungry, if you are weak? So by zikrullah, a person, the ruh becomes strong. And many, many, all the complaints that come of weakness in namaz, how we treat our families, all the gunas, is because of neglect in dhikr. Now when Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was sent by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go and ask for a slave to work in the house, go and ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to the house, he told, oh Fatima, if you want to, I can give you a slave. And if you want to, I'll give you something more better. Everyone wants what is better. She said, give me what is better. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar before going to sleep. And this is a zikr, which is a patent zikr, which you can buy over the counter in the chemist. You don't need a sheikh to prescribe it. The whole ummah is not only given permission, but is encouraged to make the zikr. So from there we learn that that zikr, just of the 33 times, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, which is not even a minute, will give you strength to do your daily chores. When we feel weak, then we want to take vitamin tablets. We feel we need a week at going out to a resort. The weakness is lack of tilawat of Quran Sharif and lack of zikr. If we do our zikr like many buzurgs, the whole world says we don't know where they get their strength from. It is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, this common law that works, the thing which is most important, most easiest, is most neglected also. We don't pay attention to it. How many of us, we don't make our zikr regularly? Then zikr has to be done properly. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that many people who do make zikr whole life, but they still don't reach the shore, because they don't make ashiqana zikr, that is with love and with feeling. And they don't do it with concentration. They halfway sleeping in their zikr, they start with la ilaha, and then they dozing off. And then again, la ilaha. Now all the time you're only reading, there's no God, and you're sleeping. You're doing the opposite what the effect of zikr was supposed. And how many are like that? In the zikr is a sleeping period. The zikr period is a sleeping period. Some while sitting in the majlis, they sleep. Others go and sleep properly, stretch out and sleep. So like that, where will a person? And if we are in the khanqa, we're not making our zikr properly, where can it be hoped we will do it afterwards? And that is why we don't progress. Just if we go for a treatment, a hospital anywhere, any therapy, and then always they'll give us medicine, they'll tell us now how you must carry on with your life, and we just shelf that completely. Again, when we pick up a problem 3 months, 6 months, then we go back. We won't come right. We have to carry on. So zikr is very, very important. May Allah make us realize this, that how important. And by Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Raipuri, Maulana in Raipur, till today, the effect of the zikr, the khanqa of Raipur, is just out of the town of Raipur. There is a little stream running, and till today there isn't a bridge over the stream. If you go walking by bicycle, by car, you go through the water. It's quite low, but in rainy season it becomes higher, but till today there is no... The minute you cross that river, that little stream, you can almost feel the effect of zikr there. The zikr of Raipur was very, very famous, and what men were produced with the zikrullah. But unfortunately, it is the same thing that we are so neglectful about. And our dhikr, which is prescribed so little, 100 times la ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah. Tilawat of Quran Sharif is the most important, but we are almost totally neglectful of it. We don't make that little bit dhikr also, which just takes a little while, but we don't make that dhikr. To resolve that I'm going to make my dhikr regularly, and then fix a time for it, and in that time do it. If we don't fix a time, then zikr goes away very quickly. If we fix a time, this is my time, before Fajr, after Fajr, and I'm going to do nothing else but this, then we will manage it. And may Allah give us tawfiq. Also, sadly, there are many of us, when we are listening, then we nod our heads from the seventh sky down to the seventh earth. The way we nod our heads, and then what reports we get is totally the opposite again. May Allah give us that reality in our hearts, and this thing comes into us. So regularity, punctuality on zikr is very, very important. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explains that Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I am remembering you. It is impossible that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu forgets any of His creation. A ant, a green leaf, a dry leaf, any of His creation, even for a very split second, everyone Allah remembers. However, what is referred to technically here, the remembrance, that when we are in the dhikr of Allah, Allah remembers us with love, with kindness. with showering His favors, with His inayat upon us. And if so, Allah never forgets. Even if a person is in sin, Allah is in Allah's eyes. Allah knows about him. And even if he's in ghaflat, unmindfulness, but what it means, you remember me, I remember you, that is, I remember you with my inayat, with my kindness. So whenever we are in the dhikr of Allah, then that is why before our dhikr, we should try and read, and not just as a formality, but fadhkuruni adhkurkum, and make the meditate that at this moment Allah is remembering me. That Allah Ta'ala is remembering me with kindness. And Allah's rahmat is showering down upon me. Allah's barakat, Allah's protection is showering upon me. That is what we should read for the Quran. If a person reads that I'm being remembered by Allah Ta'ala, that will make his zikr very, very valuable. In a hadith it comes, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. I'm sitting with the person who remembers me. I'm like, if we are 3-4 people sitting, Allah says, I'm one of them sitting there. Allah is everywhere. But it shows the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is there. So that zikr majlis is so valuable. And as we had explained, that if a person, when making salam, and he makes niyat of kiram and katibin, in a few days, the akhirat, and alam-e-ghayb, and Allah's unseen system, he will start making mushahada of it. Firstly, with his heart, he will see it openly with his heart. And that is the more stronger seeing than the eyes also. What the heart sees, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Right at the beginning, Allah Ta'ala said, what you see with the eyes of your heart. So you'll see that system of Allah Ta'ala. So like that, if we do this, and we do it properly, we will start seeing when I'm in zikr, Allah's rahmat is coming down on me. And then we will see that when I commit any guna, looking at any woman, we'll see Allah's lanat is coming on me. We will start seeing those things. When we start swearing and shouting, ranting and raving and thinking with somebody, we will be able to see Allah's curses coming down upon us. So this is by the salam, if we will do right, and that is why we are given this exercise in every namaz. After every 2-4 rakats, make salam. But our salam also is just, the reality of it is not there. It is just an outward formality. And that also is so valuable, that by that also Allah will accept it, and what won't Allah give? But if the reality of it comes, if a person got a picture of a Ferrari, what can he do for him? Only a real, even the picture is valuable in deen. The picture of deen, even just Allah, without any reality, is so powerful that the whole system of the world will carry on. The winds will blow, the rains will come, everything, people's needs will be fulfilled, everything will be done just by that name without any concentration. So if the reality comes, what will it be? We can't imagine what was the life in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time when the reality of deen was alive. What a golden era it was. So every individual has the opportunity. How that we will make dhikr, how that we will dhikr will bring the whole of deen with its reality into us. But first the dhikr must be done. So anyway, when a person remembers Allah, Allah remembers him. And that comes in the hadith. If you remember Allah individually on your own, Allah remembers you individually. And as Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi has written, that the remembrance in the court of the beloved, to be remembered in the heart of your beloved, what a thing it is. Ask any person who knows what love is, and your beloved remembers you. He is remembering you in his heart. What a thing. So how easy it is. Just sit for zikr, and there Allah. How great is Allah? We are totally insignificant, but Allah is so arhamur rahimin, and so what a Rabb, what a Allah we have got, that I am 6 billion people in the world, but even so, what am I? As we had explained before, it comes in the hadith sharif, that this world hasn't got the value of the wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Allah. If it should have even so much value, Allah should not have given a kafir a drop of water to drink. They shouldn't, because it hasn't got value. Allah Ta'ala says, if it wasn't the fear that Muslims would give up their deen, I should have made the houses of the kafirs, their doors and their roofs of gold and silver, their staircases. But Muslims should feel we got nothing. So just to save our iman. So this world has got no, because it, like you clean your house in the morning, you take out the dirt, you throw it in a dustbin. The refuse people, if they don't pick it up, you got a problem. If they take it, you're happy it's gone, the dirt is gone. You don't go and fight somebody stole my dirt. You don't go and report to the police that the dirt has been stolen. Or you want it. The world is a dirty box. It isn't something that you cherish for and run after. And it isn't meant for the lovers of Allah. Yeah, just what is necessity. Allah made us human beings. We need some need. But this is not at all a thing to be cherished for. So, now just consider that hadith, that the whole world is not worth one wing of a mosquito. What is a mosquito? Who loves a mosquito? Who breeds mosquitoes? Who keeps mosquitoes as pets? It is, and how insignificant even. And then not the whole mosquito, one wing of it. That also is, and not the whole wing, not the wing of a mosquito. Now in that one wing, less than a wing of a mosquito, what is contained in there? The seven oceans and the seven continents. Seven oceans are 2/3 of the world. So from less of a wing of a mosquito, take out 2/3, the seven oceans. And then seven continents, take out 6 continents. Now what's left of that wing of a mosquito? Or the seven continents and seven oceans are not even the wing. Eh? And now you have taken out so much, what is left? Out of that one continent, Africa, which we are on now, there are roughly about 50 countries, just over 50. Say 50. Take out 49 countries from that little what was left of the wing of a mosquito. One country, South Africa, is left now. South Africa has got 9 provinces. Take out 8 provinces. And now, perhaps one of the smallest provinces is Gauteng. The small little province, what is left of that wing of a mosquito? In Gauteng, how many cities are there? Mukhali city, which we are in Krugersdorp, is one of the smallest compared to Johannesburg and the others. What is left now of that wing of a mosquito? In Krugersdorp, Mukhali city, how many suburbs? Take out all the suburbs, one Azadville now. What is left now? Of Azadville, take out all the streets now. Now what's left of that one wing of a mosquito? Of all the streets, one street, Bagh Street that we are on, take out all the other numbers, one number one is here. Okay? And now what is left of that? And in there, I'm one individual. And I think I'm a big person. I'm not a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a part of a mosquito also. But yet we think ourselves to be so great. But on the other hand, Allah arhamur rahimeen. Because of iman, you have got so much value in the eyes of Allah. Because, and Allah, out of whole creation, 6 billion people, how many animals, how many the animal sea world, how many bird life, all these things, Allah never forgets me. And when I remember Him in obedience, in zikr, He remembers me with love, in kindness. Now if you make your zikr like that, that my Allah, who am I remembering now? And zikr will become valuable to the extent of Allah's ma'rifah. And zikr will bring now the love of Allah. That being that gave you all what you have got, who gave you your eyes, who gave you your brains, who gave you your children, who gave you your business, how mustn't I think of Him? And when the reality of iman will come, that it's not me, ala ilmin indi, that my knowledge, that my know-how, no, only Allah's favor. Allah has given it to me, whatever, whether it's dunya's ni'mats, which are insignificant, or deen's ni'mats. Allah made me a mu'min, Allah made me a Muslim, Allah made me a hafiz, Allah made me a alim, Allah made me His obedient servant. These things also, how merciful is not Allah. Otherwise, it is not difficult for Allah that Allah just changes it overnight. That you become the worst kafir in the world, fighting against Islam. And that worst kafir, Allah makes him the best Muslim. The Tatars, when they invaded Baghdad, what did they do? They were the enemies, but that was a case where the invaders became the invaded. They got invaded themselves. Islam, they accepted Islam. So it's not difficult for Allah Ta'ala. So we should think. So when Allah is thinking of me, personally, in his heart, Allah is thinking by himself, he's thinking. If we remember Allah in a gathering, therefore we should make dhikr individually also, part of our zikr. And part of the zikr, make it in together also, collectively also. That zikr is different, the effect of it. Individual zikr is different, and the nur of it is different. And making zikr in a gathering is different. So every masjid we should try. Forget even 2-3 people, we sit and we make zikr. Part of our zikr, make it at home, alone, on our own. Part of it, make it with the gathering. When we make zikr in a gathering, Allah remembers us in a gathering more better than that gathering. Which comes, the details of it in the hadith comes, that عِنْدَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ وَعِنْدَ أَرْوَاحِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Whenever we gather to make zikr, Allah calls an ijtima. And who comes to that ijtima? All the arwah of the mursaleen, all the rasuls, all the anbiya alayhimus salam, and the close malaika of Allah. Just like you have an ijtima of tabligh, old workers jur. So they say that only old workers can come. So yeah, Allah says only the malaikatul muqarrabin. And then in that gathering, Allah boasted about those people who are sitting. So if we concentrate when we're making salam, and now that nizam of Allah, that whole ijtima of Allah will be in front of us. That Allah is boasting about our ijtima, yeah. We know how filthy, how dirty, how insignificant we are. But now Allah, and there is hadith, and our iman is on hadith. And that yaqeen, we will visualize that, and with the eyes of the heart we will see Allah is remembering us. And then that is explained, just see what details are given in the hadith. That there is one group of malaika who make gasht all the time. And who do they look for in their gasht? They only look for the gatherings of zikr. And wherever they find the gathering of zikr, they call out to the other malaika, halumma, come here, what you are looking for, we have found it here. Like, and in these days it is really like a needle in a haystack. If we are looking for something very, what is very valuable to us, and we are 10 people of the family, we said, you go look that side, you look, and when one person found it, how he'll phone everyone, come, what we were looking for, we found it. The malaika are looking for the gatherings of zikr. And the gatherings of zikr are very rare and scarce today. And when they find these gatherings, they all rush and they come there. Then more details have come that they surround. Haffat humul malaika. The malaika surround them. So we should have that yaqeen that whether in our masjids, anywhere we are making zikr collectively, then this happens for collective zikr. For individual zikr, Allah remembers us in his heart. So do that also. And you are remembered by your beloved. And which beloved? Allah Jalla Jalalu. And he's remembering you in his heart. So do that also. Make zikr in a gathering also. And then Allah Ta'ala, the malaika are there now. Haffat humul malaika. Wa nazalat alayhimus sakina. And sakina descends upon them. The ulama have given great details of what sakina is. But the best definition is which the Quran Sharif itself has given. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين. Allah sends the sakina in the hearts of them. This is that نزلت عليهم السكينة. And what is the effect? ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. To increase their present iman and make it more stronger. There are two ways that the iman, that is, it becomes stronger. And this iman which is murithi, which we inherited, we were born in Muslim homes. Now that by the end, it was akli, with our minds we had understood Allah is one. We believe in Allah. Islam is the true religion. Allah changes now this iman in the gatherings of zikr to iman wijdani, that it becomes part, like your blood flows in your body, iman flows in your body now. It becomes zaqi by nature now. And by taste you get the taste of iman in everything. So nazalat alayhimus sakina. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ. And Allah Ta'ala then boast about them by those who are by Allah Tabarak. We make our safs one off behind the other. Malaika make the safs one on top of the other until they reach the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Then when they reach there, Allah asks them, from where are you coming? وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ. But Allah knows perfectly from where they are coming. إِكْرَامًا لَهُمْ. To show the honor of those people, Allah wants to make it known. And if that, if our iman, we develop it, by that salam it will get developed. We will see all this happening. That Allah Ta'ala is asking them now, that from where are you coming? They say, we're coming there from Darul Uloom Masjid. Why? What's happening there? What's the big deal there? Or our town masjid, wherever we are making zikr collectively. They will say, those people are making your zikr. Have they seen me? No. Had they seen me, they would even increase their zikr. And they, what do they want? They want Jannah. Did they see Jannah? No. Had they seen Jannah, they would even make more. And what are they asking protection from? Jahannam. Did they see? No. Had they seen, they would even have made more effort. And Allah becomes so happy with these people. And then Allah doesn't want us all the time to make zikr also. Allah says, Qumu, you made me happy. You made your zikr finish now. Just like on Eid's day, Dada, Nana calls all his grandchildren. And then he has prepared food for them. He's got some jungle jam, everything arranged. The garden he has tuned it up, made it beautiful. Then he says that they must come meet him. Then he says, now go play. I bought ice cream for you. I bought this. Go and eat. So Allah also says, you made me happy. Now go. Enjoy the ni'mat. And we are in this world not to work. Today we thought we are slaves of the world. We have become slaves of the world. We are here to enjoy the dunya. And if we please Allah, Allah will give the things of this world to us on the plate. We are not yet. We think today that we become doctors and mechanics and pilots and all that. So we are progressing. The simple example of that is like the mechanic works under the car. Allah didn't mean us to work under the car. He meant us not even to drive. You must sit in the back seat. You even must have a driver. الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة. If we will do the work of Akhirah, Allah will put the world at our feet, what Allah did with the Sahaba رضي الله عنه. And the awliya till today also. But today we prefer to put on our overalls and work with our grease and dirt and be working instead of sitting. We prefer to be cooking. We must be sitting and eating. Everything must be brought to us. Allah has made the Muslim in that position. So when we will make the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala says now, Qumu, you have made your zikr finish now. Now go do your work. But how must you Qumu? What is the hal of it? Maghfoor al-lakum. All your gunas are forgiven. Then the malaika, they also say Ameen on the duas at the end of the zikr. Allah makes them, the duas they are making, you also say Ameen on their duas. So if we can see this with our eyes, that when we are making dua and we can hear the malaika also saying Ameen on our duas. They have joined us in zikr and they are saying Ameen also. Then the malaika say to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, this one person came, he didn't come for zikr. He came and give a key, a message, he came and collect something. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar says, Hum qawmun la yashqa bihim jaleesuhum. These are such blessed people, whoever just makes contact with them. Even after the zikr, somebody just made salam. Just look at that zikr majlis, mashallah, these people making the zikr of Allah, and they enjoy it. Allah says, I'll do their work also for them. Their barakat is such that whoever just comes in any way in contact with them. But again, each one of us think, how much do we make the zikr of Allah? What ihtimam do we set? And how many of us ask, while driving, can I make my zikr? For such an important thing, now while driving we want to make the zikr. Now that is extra, but sit and make the zikr of Allah. Even for just a little while, what won't Allah Ta'ala give? Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked, what is the greatest amal in Islam? He asked, don't you read the Quran Sharif? In the Quran Sharif, Allah says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The dhikr of Allah is the greatest amal. We read the ayat, we teach the ayat, we make tafsir of the ayat, but it doesn't dawn on us that the greatest amal under general conditions is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. In the, it comes in a hadith sharif, the greatest thing that will save a person from the adab of the qabr is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And for dhikr, no time is specified, no wudu is required, no direction of qibla is required. Do all that even more better. It's not required, you can make dhikr all the time. And then on the day of qiyamah, those people who are the zakirin, they will roam around very carefree, no problem. Like if there's some big function and people are worried, but you see some people just walking carefree, no, the zakirin will be like that. Of the 8 doors of Jannat, 1 door is exclusive for the zakirin. That door, only the zakirin will enter from that door into Jannat. In Jannat, the people of Jannat will not have sorrow of anything. Only there will be sorrow that those moments that we passed in which we did not make the dhikr of Allah. And this is, like in this dunya, we think sometimes that that time, that narrow escape I had, what could have happened at that time? Then you say, Ya Allah, you saved me. That few split second that thought comes, that what could have happened, like that they will think in Jannat, that we had that occasion to make Allah dhikr. We had that occasion and we didn't make the dhikr of Allah. And dhikr of Allah, you can get tired with your tongue. You think in your heart now. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, you are tired. How much dhikr are you going to make with your tongue? Then just write on your thumb, Allah. How many great buzurgs, they should write in the air the name Allah. And the name of Allah, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh, what a lover of Allah. How we explain the name of Allah. If we see on top, the first is that alif. And that alif, Hazrat explains, is like the pole of the flag. And you can see the flag right on top. Like every country, they have their flags. And on special occasions, they fly the flags high. Allah's flag is flying high all the time. And then, it is, you can write Allah, according to Arabic calligraphy writing, in a different way. But it's not permissible. It's only permissible to join the two lams as they are here. How it's written like this, you can't write Allah's name in it, like Yasin. We see in the Quran Sharif how it's written, and you can rewrite it, Ye Alif, with a long Alif. And anyone's name, Yasin, is not allowed to write it how it's in the Quran Sharif. Then you must write it like that, Ye and that long Alif. Write it in a deaf. So Allah's name is only allowed to be written like this. And if you see the two lams together, that is a crown. You can see it's a crown. Because Allah is the king. So he's with his crown. And Allah is the king of kings. Malikul Mulk. So you see the tashdeed on top. That is another crown. Double crown. Because Allah is the king of kings. And then at the end, who? It's only he. There is no one else. There is nothing. Tu hai. It's only you. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu. Tere siwa ma'bood haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. It's only you. And then that khara zabar on top of the tashdeed. Yes, you thought, is he Allah really? Exclamation mark, really? He is so big. He is the one and only. There is no one else beside him. He is the greatest. He is Malikul Mulk. He is everything. So like that, a person now, Allah Ta'ala's greatness comes in his heart. So the zikr of Allah. In another ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Some people, due to ignorance, or they not ignorant, they try and mislead people, they say zikr means namaz also, there is no doubt. Bayan is also zikr. Everything is zikr. But there are so many ayats of the Quran which shows clearly, like this ayat, وَذْكُرْ اسْمِ رَبِّكَ. And وَذْكُرْ, in Tafsir al-Mazhari, it is written to repeat. And the example is given, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, until today, our Hafiz students, when they want to become Hafiz, they repeat that word. Sabbihisma, sabbihisma. And even if you try and tie them, they're going to move. Sabbihisma, sabbihisma, sabbihisma. So even in zikr, the movement, it's just a natural thing. Like, and it aids in the remembering and learning. And there are a lot of other things, but for time is a bit short. So how the Sahaba, and when they, the Hafiz boy learned, Sabbihisma Rabbi Kal'ala, he repeats, he learns the whole surah. Like that we have to learn the name of Allah Ta'ala. And what does it mean to learn the name of Allah? That you learn it so much that if from the middle of your sleep somebody wakes you up and puts a gun to your head, Allah comes out. Today we go blank. Like if you got a blank gun, what you going to do? One friend of ours, crooks came, so he's shouting to his wife, bring my blank gun. Loudly shouting. So what the crooks are going to be worried about? He's saying, bring my blank gun. What's it going to do? So we go blank. But at that time, so much. Now we might think that that is, we can achieve that. And that occasion might never come, Allah save us. That while you're driving and a critical situation, Bismillah, Allah. But how much do we remember? We go blank at such times. So, and the daily test of this Allah has kept for us. You see that strange woman, now do you think of Allah? If you don't, realize your zikr is still not complete. At that time, Allah. Allah is watching me. Allah's eyes, meri nazar par unki nazar paas ba rahi. Afsos, main is khabar se be khabar tha. I didn't realize that somebody, I'm watching with my eyes, somebody is watching my eyes. Ya'lamu khainatal a'yun wa ma tukhfi as-sudur. Aankhon ki choriya aur dil ke raaz sab tu janta hai e be niyaz. Allah knows everything. So zikr, that conscious, that is, we have to make our zikr, then we can say we know our sabak. Like we know it's common with Hafiz boys, they learn, they say themselves, they read it, they know it. My friend, just hear me, now mistakes. Oh, I got excited. Now you learn it, and you humbrah your friend, also you know it. You go humbrah your ustad, now you get mistakes. I got excited. Then by your ustad also you know. When you come on the musalla, your ball bearings just don't want to, they're just shaking all the time. Your whole body, you can see the whole kurta and jubba is shaking also all the time. Now you're making simple mistakes. You still don't know your sabak so thoroughly. When we were becoming Hafiz, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, Damat Rahmatullah Ali, Hama Ustad, when we get mistakes, he should hit us. And we say we get excited. He say, in Alhamdulillah, you don't get excited. Only in other things. You say, Alhamdulillah, you know it well, so you don't make mistakes in there. But in other things, so it's useful. So Allah's name, we have to learn it so well, that when that woman comes in front, Allah. Anger has overtaken us, Allah. Allah's anger is more worse than what my anger. I can take out my anger on this person. But if Allah's anger, I raise my voice and I want to shout and swear, Allah is, I'm fully in Allah's control. So much zikr we have to make that consciousness come to a person. And this type, which is a very high level, one person was the murid of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He was a university graduate. He was an academic person. But staying with Hazrat, his whole clothes, everything had changed. He looked like a mullah, like a maulisa. So he was traveling by train. And when he got to the station where he had to get off, and then he told the ticket collector, I got extra goods. We are allowed about 50 kilos or something in the trains on per passenger in India. And he says, I came late to the station. I didn't have time to pay for my extra baggage. So now you charge me. So he saw he's an honest person. He said, no, it's all right. You can go. So he told him, it's not all right. I can't go. Then he's arguing to pay. And what is our condition? We will look for every way not to pay. And he's arguing to pay. Then the person, he finished with all the other passengers, he took him to the station master. He told, and I'm speaking to him in English, and he's thinking this person doesn't know English. He's dressed like a mullah. So he said, this is a mad person or he's a drunk person. That I'm telling him he can go, and he's insisting he wants to pay. So he told, I'm not mad, and I'm not drunk also. The whole railway department don't belong to you. You are only working for them and you have to do your duty. And I have to pay. They refused to accept. Then he went outside, he turned to Allah, Ya Allah, this is a debt on me. And I'll be taken to task for this on the day of Qiyamah. Allah put in his heart, how much you had to pay, go and buy a ticket to that value. And don't use the ticket. So you have paid the railway department that amount. And what is our condition? how we try and get away. So when that consciousness of Allah, zikr has to be made to develop ourselves to this level, that we remember Allah Ta'ala. So zikr is very, very important, and to do it properly and regularly. Now how to make the zikr, how our share, before that, we should keep in mind that dhikr, how all khanqas, all mashayikh have got different from their experience and from their what they have seen, how what benefit they saw in the various forms of dhikr. So any other khanqa people, any other shaykh people making different dhikr from ours, and then there are two things, that as long as it's in the limit of shariat, we should not object to that dhikr. We should carry on with our tariqah, what we have taught, been taught. And don't object to the tariqah as long as it's within the limits of shariat. If it's out of the limits of shariat, like what things happen. At Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, there is an annual festival of the dance of the dervishes. And they dance around there, etc. That is totally wrong. Where music is playing, or something which is similar to music. The effect, even making zikr, but your sound of your zikr is such that there is the sound of a drum, a beat of a drum, then that also is not permissible. So anything which is wrong, many, many different types. So what is within the limits of shariat, and that's written in the kitabs, then it is quite in order, no problem. Then don't object if it is within the limits of shariat. But we will discuss our method which our shaykh has shown us. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that in dua, for example, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, when tears come out of the eyes, then know this is a receipt from Allah that your duas are accepted. And a audited receipt, which is more stronger than the tears of the eyes, is Durood Sharif. Because it comes in Fatawa Alamgiri, that As-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qat. That durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% accepted. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell the people that what your du'as, read durood sharif. Durood sharif will make your du'as accepted. Buzurg say, read durood sharif, make your du'a, read durood sharif. Durood sharif is 100% accepted. Allah is that most merciful being that He won't accept the two sides and leave out the middle. Your dua will be accepted by Durood Sharif. Maulana Bayezid Pandor, Rahmatullah Ali, he explained that namaz, the whole of namaz, is exclusive, aqimi salata li dhikri, only for my remembrance. But Allah put Durood Sharif in namaz. And you're going to think of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But namaz was supposed to be only for Allah's remembrance. Why did Allah put, Allah is arhamur rahimin. Allah knew what the quality of our namaz will be. So by Durood Sharif, and Durood Sharif Allah is going to accept. And Allah won't only pick up Durood Sharif, Allah will accept the whole of namaz. Our condition is such that is why we should always try and make our namaz with jama'at. Even one person's namaz is accepted in their jama'at, Allah will accept the whole jama'at's namaz. One time 600,000 people were present for Hajj. Many years ago when the crowd was only 600,000, one buzurg saw two farishtas walking. In human form they had come and they were talking. So the one asked the other one that how many people came for Hajj this year? He said 600,000. He asked how many people's Hajj did Allah accept? He said six only. From 600,000, only six people's Hajj. So what did Allah do with the rest? 500,000, how much, whatever, it works out, less six. What a big number. He said in the barakat of the six, Allah accepted all 600,000. So Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. So we make our namaz with jamaat, etc. Allah Ta'ala, so Durood Sharif, when Allah accepts it, Allah won't accept only that. Allah, by the barakat of Durood, Allah will accept the whole amal. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali used to say, after namaz, Ya Allah, I made namaz like my namaz. But you accept it according to your position. What namaz can we make? Whenever we're reading our Astaghfirullah, which is we read after namaz, just think in there, Ya Allah, maine meri jaisi namaz pari. Aap apne shayan shan qabool farmaye. According to your lofty position, you are so merciful. How don't you accept? So, Durood Sharif. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that a person's wudu is not complete until he reads Durood Sharif. From here, understand any of our amal, all our amal, read Durood Sharif. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what barakat will come. So before our zikr, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Kar salli ala naho zubaa par, to kya athar hoga aho fuga mein. If there isn't durood on the tongue, then even your crying and sobbing to Allah hasn't got that effect. But with durood sharif, then your crying and sobbing also has value by Allah Ta'ala. So durood sharif is very important. Before we start our dhikr, read and read it with love. And in fact, if we read it even more times, other mashayikh, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, to read Alam Nashrah, that Allah opens the heart. And then read Durood Sharif 3 times, 5 times, 7 times. But this is when we'll give time for zikr. When I became bad to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he prescribed for me 300 times first kalima, third kalima, Durood Sharif, and istighfar, 1200. After 6 months, I asked Hazrat to make zikre jahri, 12 tasbih, which is actually 13 tasbihs, 1300 times. That is 1200 and this is 1300. So then I thought, I told Hazrat, that means now I don't have to make that other zikr. So he says, no, that zikr also and the zikr also. 2500 times zikr. Our zikr, our Shaykh, and from his experience, and Hazrat has proven it, this 100 has the effect. Previous times, 120,000 was the common zikr of a murid. Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki, Damat Barakatuhum, once explained to me, and between him and the narrator of the instance, which is Hazraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahab, nobody personal. Between me and them is only one narrator, only Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki. He says he went to Nizamuddin, they are on similar age of Hazraji and they friends also. But he respects Hazraji, is Hazraji, they respect him accordingly. So Hazraji told him that the Hazraji had heart problems. Doctors have prescribed walking for me, and every morning I go for walks after Fajr. If you want to, you join me tomorrow. He said, no problem. And a very long walk. Anyone who knows Nizamuddin, the area, the Qabristan of Humayu is very near. One is the Markaz Qabristan, right with the Markaz. And Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, all are buried in the Markaz. There is a Markaz just outside Qabristan. Then the Humayu Markaz, Qabristan is quite big, little bit very, not so far. So Hazraji walked that whole area. When you enter this Qabristan, Humayu Qabristan, there are two minarets. And in there is a room built, a very small room. Just enough for one person, you can stretch your leg or make, like a mu'takaf, like where we sit for, it's just that small little size. Hazraji took him up there. And Hazraji told him, I became bad to Hazrat Mala Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. And he prescribed for me 120,000 times zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And I should come here and sit here and complete my zikr. Every day, summer and winter, summer till about 11 o'clock, winter till Zohar. Then Hazraji became Hazraji. Today we just put one amama, big topi and jubba, I'm Hazraji. You don't become Hazraji with that. You become Hazraji with what is in the heart. All our mashayikh, Hazraji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he is incidence, Allahu Akbar. So when a person makes, and you have to do it for a period, for a long period, then this haqiqat comes, the love, the reality of deen, then khidmat of deen. We just, a few words we speak here and there, and then we say we made khidmat of deen. Or I'm teaching Bukhari and I'm teaching this, or the haqiqat of the deen. Till your deen hasn't come into us still, where it's going to, we're going to impart it to other people. So this Hazrat Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali himself read in his Sawani. He was first bayat to Maulana Khalil Ahmed, Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali. And for how many hours and hours he had to sit for zikrullah. And then, but today we don't make zikr. In the khanqa we don't make zikr. Jamaat we don't. We go for Hajj Umrah, no zikr. At home we don't make zikr. Zikr is the ruh. It is such a vitally important matter. But we and Allahu Akbar. How many of us find fault, criticize zikr? We find fault in the zikr of Allah. Somebody who takes your beloved's name and you find fault. If a person is allergic to penicillin, panado, anything else, when he takes it, then the reaction comes. But we are so allergic to zikr that we don't make. Somebody else makes zikr and we have a reaction. Now the stomach is paining. Now the head is paining. Now we're blurting out words because somebody else is making. Panado, only if you take it yourself, the reaction comes. This somebody else is making zikr and we are allergic to it. Very, very sad case. Zikr is so important. But shaitan does his work also. So he puts in our mind that how many people say zikr is not important. It only benefits the individual. Whereas a hadith which is sarih, that as long as there is one person to take Allah's name, the whole world system, the whole world is not only the deen, the dunya of the people also is they are benefiting. As long as one person is taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. So how can we say zikr only benefits yourself? One person in the world is sitting, the whole world system will work. So zikr is so beneficial. And how can we say it only benefits the individual? But we haven't got the reality of dhikrullah. And that also with sohbat and with those zakireen, if we said, then zikr will come into us. When we make that zikr and we do it properly. So first we should read Durood Sharif. Try and sit cross-legged. That is, other people sitting with those anu like in at-tahiyyat. But in the zikr, the more beneficial is that we sit cross-legged. And then we start with our dhikr, and we have been taught these ash'ar. And the ash'ar are also very, very important. We should read these ash'ar, and as it has been explained a few times, that the writer of a book, his writing and the writer's effect, whoever is going to read the writer's effect. If we read non-believers' books, that effect. You read Shakespeare, that effect will come into us. You read Milton, that effect will come into us. You read Taha Hussein, Mutanabbi, that effect will come into us. And you read of our Buzurgs, their kitabs, read Hayatul Sahaba, that effect will come into us. So the dhikr, which is in this Urdu Ash'ar, great, great Buzurgs Ash'ar there. The effect of that Buzurgs, not only the Ash'ar will come, but the effect of that Buzurgs will also come. And Urdu is amongst the few easy languages. Urdu, Gujarati, Afrikaans are all easy languages. English, Arabic, Latin, for example, are all difficult languages. But because we so used to it, we feel that these are easy languages. Urdu is comparatively a very easy language to learn, etc. Just see, our brother Salahuddin, who was making the zikr till the 20th year, he's a white, he's an Afrikaner. But how he should read and how properly he should read it. Then we had that Mustafa from Senegal. And how you so? So Urdu is comparatively a very easy language. Any person who makes a little effort will pick up Urdu. And the best, the height of any language's literature is the poetry. And if we learn this poetry, and then we learn the meaning, and we learn it correctly, then see our it will help us in our Urdu. Our Urdu will become very strong. Wallah, I say, we are Gujaratis. What we know of Urdu? But learn this poetry and you'll be surprised. And people will be surprised at your Urdu. That what Urdu you are speaking. So we should try and learn this. And that kitab is easily available, freely available. Get a hold of it. How many of our friends till today haven't learned the Ash'ar? For how long we are making zikr, but we haven't got that jazba. We haven't learned the ash'ar till today. It should be a natural thing of a person. And in the love of Allah, to learn the love of Allah, the words that will take us towards that, we should learn that also. It will help us tremendously. So we should, when we read the ash'ar, and in the Urdu language, and the rhyming which is in the Urdu, you won't get in another language. And then again, the effect of these, which are Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzub mainly, and Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, what great buzurgs. Who were these people? By reading that ash'ar, that effect. And the ash'ar is not the zikr. The zikr is only La ilaha illallah and Allah. And that is in Arabic. And that is from Allah's side. And through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just that formula, The La ilaha illallah, that will have so much effect. So when the Ash'ar will have so much effect, how much won't the La ilaha illallah? And Allah, what effect will he, won't it have on us? But if we make dhikr properly, so we should try, Allah make it, put it in my heart, in all our hearts, how important the zikr is. And that we carry on. And also what happens commonly is when we start with the zikr, lot of people enjoy it. Oh, the zikr is the main thing. Oh, we enjoy the zikr. But see what this is, Allah's kindness that he makes us enjoy it. But then Allah tests us again after a while. Now it becomes monotonous. Now it becomes like boring, just doing it, and we seem to see no benefit of it. Then we give it up. It is just like you are driving on a very good road, and you got a very good car also. So you enjoy driving, carefree you are driving. There's a stream flowing on the side, there are flowers, lights, you enjoy driving. But you drove a certain amount, now there's a detour in front, they're fixing the road. Now you have to go on the side, which is a gravel road, very narrow and bumpy also. So now when you come on that, now you say, I'm not driving now, come, you take over. I don't want to drive. No, you just carry on about 1-2 kilometers and then you'll be back on the main road. So when we're making zikr, we enjoy the zikr. Then Allah brings that condition that now Allah takes away that enjoyment. And here also, our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh says that are you Abdul Lutf or Abdul Latif? Abdul Lutf, you're doing it for enjoyment. As long as you get enjoyment in zikr, you carry on. But if you are Abdul Latif, Allah's Banda, whether you get enjoyment or not, you must carry on. Many people ask this question also, that our deen also, Ramzan, we enjoy. Now after that, the enjoyment is gone now. So we don't make ibadat for enjoyment. Make ibadat for Allah's pleasure. If you get the enjoyment, well and good. You're driving on a road, flowers and lights and things, mashallah, it's nice. But if it isn't, you're not driving for the flowers' sake. You're driving to get to your destination. So for the carry on with your zikr, carry on making, whether you get enjoyment or not, later see what you will get. So if we make our zikr and we do it regularly, then see inshallah what Allah Ta'ala will bless us with. Swaziland brothers are deciding already, they're going to make their zikr together. All brothers decide, our individual and in our masjid, that regularly we're going to make our zikr. And whoever, it is for his own sake. It is up to yourself. Whoever will make his zikr sincere. And many of our friends who do it regularly, they report their good conditions. And those who don't make, they don't have, so they don't report also anything. They got nothing to report. But those who make their zikr, they feel their conditions. And naturally, from who you got it, you want to tell him, I got this. And then they report, and then we get very happy that this person has made amal, and he has got his fruit also. So let us make our dhikr. Inshallah, we will discuss the ash'ar also, and how to make the dhikr, so that we can get the full maximum benefit, inshallah.